Come kick it with us on the network that brings you big content in small pieces.
Did you know that we're on Twitter? Come join the conversations at CWFP underscore. Be sure to hit that follow button. And don't worry, we follow back.
Yeah, come on.
So all my people across the internet, we want to welcome you to a simple dialogue with two guys who know a little bit about a lot. I'm thirsty. And just so you know, you can only find this show right here on the CWF Network. I'm your boy, Mush King.
And I'm your gracious host, Ali D. As always, welcome back to Conversations with Friends, people.
You know when you be talking and like the spit be formulating inside of your mouth? Like, that was me.
No, you know, that's my pet peeve. Sometimes when you talk to people, they're like, they're always, those people are always close face talkers. Well, not now with COVID.
Oh, but. Yeah.
And you just looking at that piece of spit in the side of their mouth, like, I hope that shit don't fly off. Hit me on
but mine ain't white. You know when they be talking, they be white in their corners.
That means they ain't brush their teeth. They ain't brush their teeth in the morning.
Oof. They let that milk sit in their tongue.
Yuck.
What's going on, man? Happy Cinco de Mayo. That was probably the worst fucking Mexican sound we probably could ever made.
It was a little racist. Just a little bit. We're black. First of all,
I mean, they just changed the whole meaning of what Cinco de Mayo is. So we got to acknowledge the fact that it can't be racist because it's just a day for margaritas.
Wait, what's the new?
it's a day for margaritas and tacos.
Margarita and tacos, no bullshit.
You would have never thought
white people love white people love tacos. I was just watching this this video with Kim Kardashian cooking like vegan tacos with Beyond Meat. But I was looking at the Beyond Meat, like what Beyond Meat is just beef. That shit looks just like fucking look like fucking raw beef, ground beef.
It do look like the Impossible Burger. I'm like, I would never try that. Like, I don't even know what the 100% real chicken is that y'all sell. Like, I don't even know what that is.
No,
I'm not trusting the mystery meat.
You're eating cow like everybody
it's
else.
It's like the mystery airhead.
Oh, that's always white cherry?
It's not a mystery no more, folks.
It hasn't been a mystery for a while, guys.
Oh, man, how was your weekend?
My weekend was great, man. I got my second COVID shot, and kind of fucked me up for a little bit. Kind of took me out of commission. My lymph nodes were swollen to the point where it looked like under my arm looked like it was like a. It felt like a. I kept feeling my under my arm like I was giving myself a mammogram or some shit because it was just so swollen. You know what I mean? I got extremely lethargic, like tired as fuck.
I want you to shut the hell up. I just see it with your hand raised in the air, like pressing.
Yeah, pressing so gently.
That's how I used to get when I was going through fucking puberty and I used to change deodorants. I used to get those mean bumps under my arms.
The hormonal, definitely. The hormonal boils. Yeah.
I just thought it was the tussie breaking me out.
Shut up. You know what's funny? Shit like that from the 90s always boggles my mind. Like think about the fucking rumors that us as kids, they really had us believing, like, because you know all the hood kids would always bring like the fucking rap rumors to us, like, you know, the sheltered kids. Yeah. They'd be like, yeah, remember, you know, fucking Lil' Kim, fucking they pumped fucking 2 liters of nut out of her stomach. And then as an adult, you're like, how much dick was she sucking?
No, like, that person was backed up for a good 10 years.
or the whole fucking, you know the reason that Janet Jackson got them abs is because she got her ribs removed.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was in the same boat with Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, like, Marilyn Manson. Well, nah,
he wanted to suck his own dick. Where was we getting these rumors from? Like, it definitely wasn't HBO.
From the back of the source.
Okay, Word Up magazine.
Why are you over here fucking like heading
B2K
off
to still together?
Right, no bullshit. Heartthrob, Razzy.
Like, right, like right next to like the Lil' Kim article be right next to the Lusters ad.
No bullshit.
Black girl with shiny hair, like, ooh, her hair is healthy.
No bullshit.
Now let me go on to Lil' Kim. What's she doing?
That's the funny thing, is I mean you would get it from your fast ass friends who would get it from some adult in their life who shouldn't be telling them that shit, no way. Meanwhile, y'all.
But it's just so funny, like the ones that stuck, because I mean, I feel like there were mad little '90s rumors. Like I remember hearing about R. Kelly liking younger girls, but I think at the time I didn't really understand like what that meant.
Well, that wasn't a rumor.
Well, no. Well, it was rumored that it was happening. Like, I mean, we didn't have a shade room to see the day by day, play by play.
Oh, like, yeah. That, yeah,
now,
yeah,
like, true. You can literally see people's lives. Like, you can see when they do something crazy. You can see when they get caught up. You can see now when the police get involved. You can see the court case. You can see the verdict. Like, you can see everything now. So, it's just funny. Like, the ones that stuck, like the Lil' Kim one, the Marilyn Manson one. Like, but then the little ones about people we didn't care about. They just was like, oh well.
Yeah, but those rumors were just fucking outrageous. You know, the funny thing is, like, if you think about, like, you know, going off. Remember when we used to just go to the movies as a group of friends and, like, you know, they would tell you all the crazy shit and you fucking got to kind of pull yourself together while, you know, all the moms were lying about side. Mom, the original Uber.
Yeah.
Mom, the original Uber. Okay. All the moms are lined up outside. Like,
what time is your mom coming to pick you up? I don't know. She usually here around 9:15. Got another 6 minutes.
You see that? You see Josh's fucking SUV, mom's fucking SUV parked up outside the fucking Regal. You're like, oh, your mom's here, Josh.
Okay, but like, I got another 6 minutes to run back into the arcade and kiss my white girlfriend.
yo, no bullshit.
So no, my mom don't see.
Right, let me finger pop you real quick, bitch. Shit. That was the vibes. Those were the vibes.
Those were the days. Before kids now had morals.
What? Nah.
I'm joking at kids. But it's true. Like, you know, I personally wasn't trying to be like the next Jesse Jackson. I feel like, you know, now we have, I feel like our era, we never really seen like those new age activists that they have now. Like now I feel like is like the resurgence of the activists. I feel like, you know, me, the Y2K kid, I was more concerned with learning the computer and like learning shit online than I was about sitting there trying to go out to protest. Like I remember that, what were they protesting at Lincoln where we had to go outside in March? What was that? Do you remember that?
It had something to do with the sub. Yeah, nigga, because I was the one that, I'm not going to incriminate myself.
You say you had a sign?
I'm not going to incriminate myself.
So first of all.
Statute of limitations.
You are a man of a certain age. The statute of limitation is up, okay?
Listen. It's stuck. Listen, I don't know who the fuck listened to this shit. Ivory Nelson might want to come back and be like, who did that?
Oh, my God.
That shit came out of my check, motherfucker.
He's still trying to repay the money that he stole from Lincoln. I'm joking. That was a joke.
That's what happened to him.
No. That was a woman before. The woman before him. That was the one who was putting the elevators in her house.
Oh, wasn't her name like Jeanette? All right, we're not gonna go down this rabbit. We're not gonna go down this rabbit.
Mom, the new Uber.
mom, the original Uber.
Mom, the new Uber. Mom, where are you at? I said, come pick me up at 9:30. It's 9:45.
No bullshit. Yo, you'd be so pissed fucking like waiting out there after all your friends. Like, you sure you don't want to ride? Now my mom's coming.
Oh my God, that concerned parent who was on time. Hey, Mush, are you fine out here? You need to wait till your mom comes? I don't want you cold out here. You'd be like, no, because if you get in that car, your mom be like, why the hell are you sitting in that car?
Yo, no bullshit.
Damn, I can't even be safe. I'm in trouble now.
No bullshit.
Safe. But, you know, it's funny the thing about, like, you know, even now with the new Ubers, it's just so funny now with the way we trust, like, we put our trust into people with, like, you know, things like Amazon. Like, we order, or just delivery services, period. We order medicine and shit online. We get our medicines delivered and we trust people to bring that.
We do.
You know, not break the box open and steal the, you know, the Xanax and shit that you need for your own personal health. And then also, like, just like Uber drivers, period. Like, we literally getting in the car drunk as fuck, falling asleep, just letting this random stranger like take our right. lives in their hands,
basically,
and get us there. Like, there's been multiple times I've been tapped on the knee, sir, we're here. I've looked around like, am I kidnapped? Like, oh, I'm home. Okay, good.
Wake up.
That one time I was so wasted. I gave that man, he was like, I'm only going to take you to the Bronx from Brooklyn if you pay me up front. I paid him up front. He didn't even know how to get to my house. He like tapped me on the knee like, sir, you're going to have to wake up and tell me how to get there. I was like, just keep going straight. Just go straight. It's coming up. Mind you, it's still like 25 minutes away.
I'm just trying to sleep.
I just need a little bit of rest. I gotta be at work at 7. It's 6:50.
Right. No bullshit. Yo, you know what's so funny about fucking about the difference between like a beer drunk. Like now, like, I mean, back in the day I used to drink liquor. I mean, I still drink liquor, but I'm more of a beer guy now. And I know it's a little bit hairy and dicey there with the fucking beer belly. But there's a difference between the liquor drunk and the fucking beer drunk. Like the beer drunk you can still see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The liquor drunk, you'd be like, "Is there a stair?"
Not still
right there? See. I mean, there's a story. There was a step
right there. Ooh, I thought that was a curb.
Right, stumbling the security guard talking about, "I'm all right." Like looking at you, like, "Yo, cut this nigga off,
okay. Okay, because that liquor would have you doing the Aaliyah, like back forth and forth. You'd be like, "Oh, what? I need a wall."
the amount of times my fucking 245 6'6" ass is falling into like
people. Oh man, especially with that wild girl who want to fucking twerk on everybody. She got her legs spread mad wide, and here you go drunk trying to walk through the crowd and get safely to a seat. You go tripping over her big ass size 11 Timberlands. Ma'am, take your twerking to the corner, yo. Fucking making me look drunk.
I am drunk, but you're making me look drunk.
You're making me look drunk. Fuck, you mad high key with it.
My man trying to fucking like Ray Charles walk to the fucking VIP section so I can plop down in the fucking corner.
Not with so mummy. I can't.
No bullshit. I was like, with the Ray Charles walk, like, ooh, grab a table. Excuse me, sweetheart. Excuse me, sweetheart.
Oh, my bad. Yeah,
I didn't mean to grab on your shoulder.
Boyfriend trying to fight you because he got anger problems. I wasn't trying to fight. I wasn't trying to fall into her. I promise you. Like, I wasn't trying to grab her breast. I just fell, bro.
Hold titty out.
I can't help she has a size D's. Like, they were just there. I just fell. My God.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. But first of all, before we get out of here, like, these new artists are remaking their songs. Like, there's, like, a couple of people who, like, you know, because a record label owns it, so now they're re-recording the song, so now they can own it. But they're, like, I think H-Town did Knocking Boots.
Yeah.
They made a new version of that, of them singing it now.
H-Town made it, but the original, wasn't the lead singer, he died, right? How are they doing that? They doing that Oh So Crispy situation?
No, what was it? Three? Was it four of them? The three of them are doing it. And they give him a shout out at the beginning. RIP to whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I don't want to dance while I'm holding you so tight.
What? I think he's going to start. Not public announcement.
Well, no, but that, you know, I like to do that impersonation with their song. But no, like, I just wish all these singers would stop trying to do their childhood falsettos like Chris Brown and Usher. Like, please just...
Your voice matured.
Yeah, like you're not.
I'm not listening to fucking Chris Brown.
I don't hear Chris Brown screaming yo.
Yeah, singing yo with Newport voice. Like, come on now.
I say yeah. That's like Macy Gray. The new becoming of Macy Gray. Anywho, who is your legend of the week?
Yo, you are such a asshole. That's fucking funny.
I would have sung a Macy Gray song, but I couldn't think of one off the top.
My legend of the week is Bill Gates' wife. What's her name? Is her name Melania Gates? What's her name?
Rich Girl Gates.
Listen, let me tell you something. If I was her, I would just fucking, I would get the bread. I would get a full makeover. Fucking arms tightened, pussy tightened, leg, everything. Just put me in a fucking vacuum seal my fucking ass up, motherfucker. Fucking go out there and get you a new man. Shit. The world is your oyster. The world is your oyster with fucking half a fucking $100 billion. Well, you know what I mean? When you help this nigga build, he was the first tech billionaire. You know what I'm saying? Had a monopoly on the computer game. Period. Come on.
I just hope that she knows that in this new age of dating, you're not gonna just bag him up just all easily like that. Like, you probably got Bill because he was nerdy back then. He's probably poor, working at like 7-Eleven or something.
The money opens doors. The money opens doors to a different echelon of dating. It does. It just does.
There it is, folks. There's the word. Ding, 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 ding. Ollie's word of the week. Echelon. I was waiting for it the whole episode.
Shalom. Shalom.
You know what? I'm going to have to compile a list of all of these words of the week. So all of our listeners can find the glossary.
The CWF thesaurus.
Okay, the conversation with friends guide. How to laugh along with us. Learn these words and you'll be just fine. Okay.
Laugh along.
My legend is actually the black drawer who had the Black Lives Matter t-shirt on, that now they're trying to get this verdict dismissed for Derek Chauvin. Now they're trying to, you know. This man was at a Black Lives Matter. He was at the, Million Man March reunion, wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt, sir. Like, of course that's a fitting place to wear a shirt like that. Like, I don't think that he has any bias towards what happened with your situation, my guy. Like,
what they're trying to do is make it out to seem as though Black Lives Matter is a radical racist
group
or organization, which it's not. You can't compare it to the KKK. Stop trying to do that.
It
doesn't work like that.
They just do that because they try to have meetings. Like, they try to have meetings. Get out of here.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I feel as though Black Lives Matter does have some faults, but I don't want to really go into that right now at the end of the episode. But, you know, it is what it is. But that's not the case here, people. Let it go.
And you can find the links to our soapboxes right below in the notes of the show. But folks, these were just some of the topics that we found somewhat interesting this week. Let us know in the comments below what you think about these comments and also what other comments you may have. And you can also leave us a voicemail by calling 347-719-3350. And we might play that shit next week on the show. No?
We might. But also be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter, CWFP_. We'll catch you next time on a show that we like to call Conversations with Friends. We out of here.
Booyaka, bitches.
Bye. Bye.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.